Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. This one is one of my favorite topics, and it is, if it's not scheduled, it's not real. Because it's so easy to say you're going to accomplish things and tackle big projects or maybe tackle a whole bunch of small projects, but then you get sidetracked on one thing or another. And you can actually, I will confess that my husband calls me sidetrack at times because I have a hard time sticking to one project at a time. So give this week's episode a listen and find out if you are doing everything you can do to utilize your schedule and keep on top of everything you have going on in your life. Symptoms. Donna hated feeling like this. As hard as she tried, she couldn't figure out what she was supposed to do when she got back to the office after being out for a couple of days making calls on new prospects and checking up on some existing clients. Her to-do list had a bunch of things scribbled on it, but Donna didn't know which items were most important or when the people she had been talking to were expecting her to follow up. She had a nagging feeling, a frustrating fear, that she was going to drop the ball and mess up the first step on what might become a lucrative sale. She couldn't put her finger on just what was bothering her, and when her phone rang, the feeling went away, even if just for a little while. But Donna knew that everything on her list was now a top priority. That was the only way she could feel like she was not disappointing a prospect or a client. Diagnosis. Too many times people rely on the to-do list to capture follow-up actions and commitments, only to find that the list is missing some key ingredients necessary for it to really be an effective tool. First, most lists do not have dates and times on them for the tasks to be completed. Instead, the list is just a compilation of necessary tasks that are more or less scheduled to get done whenever. Another ingredient that's often missing is the mutual commitment by the other party to mirror the same expectation of time and participation. A to-do list might be fine for you, but does your prospect agree with the urgency that you are feeling? There's also a reality that people can start listing things on a tablet and then misplace the thing. When that happens, recovery is a real memory test, and frankly, one most people fail. Lastly, Donna seemed to work with the mindset that all things were of equal importance, meaning everything on her to-do list was a top priority. That can never be true. Prescription. A simple rule might have saved Donna from herself. It's a rule many people resist, but after implementation, they find it provides relief from that sense of impending doom over missing or dropping an important ball. The rule, essentially, is to make a habit of scheduling everything into your calendar as an appointment. Don't let the to-do list fool you into thinking you will get it done. Over the years, we've seen that when professionals make appointments for almost everything they do, they are much more effective and reliable than those who continue to trust the list, or worse yet, rely on their memory to keep things on track. Schedule return calls, sending materials as follow-ups, next steps of the sales process, writing agreements, everything. If it's important enough to do, it's important enough to be on your schedule. Critical thinking. As Donna needed to learn, the calendar is a tool that can be utilized for more than appointments between people. Is this something you're already doing or something that maybe you should be doing? Where can you start to use your calendar more to your advantage? The drill. Tune into the email to check out the memes, but my first one that I kind of like the best, because I think a lot of people do this, I buy organizational tools and make lists and still don't know what the hell is going on. It's so easy to get caught up in the greatest and newest ways to be organized and planners and all that type of stuff. But if you're not using them effectively, you're just creating more work for yourself. And to follow that one, we have a quote from Stephen Covey. The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. I think if you embrace that thought, you will have a much more successful day and ability to hit your goals. And of course, the drill. This week, please share your top three goals for the week and what Growth Dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. And last week, update us on how everything went. Did you hit your goals and your targets? Have we moved goals and targets? Let us know how we can help, and we are always here to support you. Thank you and have a great week.